Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's over to Darren.
Good morning, Mary. Well, there's another fixture controversy involving ladies' football and Camogie brewing this week. It involves 10 players in Kerry who play ladies' football and Camogie for three different clubs, all in the same region. So all three clubs are due to play in Munster semi-finals this coming Saturday, all fixed for in and around the same time. It's a familiar story. I did think that this was a thing of the past, but not so in this case. The players, a couple of them still in school, must decide between featuring in a Munster Junior Football final or semi-finals in Camogie Provincial semi-finals at junior intermediate level. Yesterday, Kerry's LGFA's representatives on the Munster Council resigned from their posts in protest. The Abbey Dorney football manager is Mary Roach, and I spoke to her a short time ago.
We have 10 players that are playing football in Camogie Munster semi-finals. Our Munster football semi-final is scheduled for 1 p.m. in Abbey Dorney. The Munster Junior Camogie semi-final is fixed for 2 p.m. in Kilmoyle in Kerry, and the Munster Intermediate Camogie semi-final is scheduled for 2 p.m. in Moneygall in Tipperary. I suppose with that, you know, 10 players across the three teams, you know, it's not physically possible, I suppose, to play both games. And I suppose as it stands, those 10 players are being asked to choose to play football or play Camogie, because we can't seem to get either any of the fixtures moved really at the moment. And that's the situation we're in.
Mary, first of all, congratulations to everyone involved. That is pretty incredible. A small community and that number of players to reach Munster semi-finals. So it's astonishing. But have you got feedback from the Munster Council in terms of both the, I know there's two different associations here at play, but the Ladies Football and the Camogie Association?
So the last, I suppose, official confirmation that we received, or communication we received from the Munster LGFA, is that on Sunday night, saying that our opposition couldn't accommodate a change, and that the fixture stayed at the default date and time of 1 p.m. on Saturday. So in terms of Munster Camogie, I suppose we haven't received any kind of, you know, I think there is some work being done in the background, but look, you know, it's all kind of just hearing things through the grapevine, really.
How are the players doing themselves this week? I'm sure it's a very difficult position to be in.
Actually, look, it is, like, yeah, and it is, you know, I suppose we kind of gathered together or the football training yesterday evening, but, you know, that's the talk, and, you know, you're trying to kind of keep it out of their heads as well and kind of just say, look, we'll try and get it resolved. And that's all we can do, I guess, in the background is try and do everything and explore all avenues to try and get it fixed, you know. Look, it's not really fair, because, look, I think dual players should really be honoured and not punished, you know, in this way. So I don't know, I guess we just hope that common sense will prevail and whatever powers that be can sort this out, we'll act on it. But, you know, you're also looking at it, it's Wednesday and the game is Saturday, the games are Saturday, so time is kind of ticking really on it. But it was disappointing to be in this situation, because, look, those players, you know, they've trained 4, 5, 6 nights a week, maybe all year. And look, there's a lot of work and time and effort, even by management as well, being put into this. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation now. But, you know, it's, you know, there's a logical solution there, but unless the two committees come together and, you know, communicate, then, you know, we're at a loss, really, do you know?
Yeah, that's Mary Roach there, manager of the Abbey Dorney ladies football team. And let's hope a resolution can be found. It is a bank holiday weekend, after all. There's plenty of days there. Hopefully they can accommodate all those teams involved. The Irish Daily Mail is reporting that Mickey Graham has agreed to join the Galway management team, the Galway football management team, for next season. Aston Villa fans are dreaming of Champions League glory this morning. They made it 3 wins from 3, 2-0 win against Bologna. They're top of the new league format ahead of tonight's matches. I'm sure there's lots of them Googling this morning, where's the Champions League final in 2025. It's in Munich. You can start planning. A couple of other good games as well. Arsenal not particularly convincing against Shakhtar Donetsk 1-0, but what about Real Madrid? They came from 2-0 down to beat Borussia Dortmund 5-2. Vinicius Junior with a hat-trick there. The action continues tonight. The live game on RTE is the meeting of Liverpool and Leipzig. It's at 8 o'clock. Louise Quinn and Megan Connolly have been ruled out of the Irish Women's European playoff against Georgia with injury. Those matches taking place this coming this Friday and next Tuesday. The Irish Life Dublin Marathon takes place this Sunday, but one of the participants is making an early start as he heads off tomorrow morning from the Midlands. James Gillivan from Moat has calculated that nearby Athlone is exactly 3 marathon distances from Dublin. So the plan is to depart tomorrow morning at 9 a.m, run a marathon a day, and then take part in the main event on Sunday. James is taking on this challenge to honour his dad, Andy, who died from motor neurons disease back in March.
I intend to run 4 marathons in 4 days along the Greenway and the Royal Canal from Athlone to Mullingar, Mullingar to Enfield, Enfield to Dublin, and then on the final day then to take part in the Dublin Marathon.
Why?
Why? Very, very simple reason. My dad passed away from motor neuron in March of this year.
What did your dad mean to you?
My dad, a really good character, someone who I really, really looked up to, someone who worked hard all his life, was very good to people, very good to charities, and very good to his community. Someone I adored, you know, he's my dad, he was a really good guy, great character, people loved him, so he meant everything in our house, you know, he's the biggest character in our house, and unfortunately that's gone now.
What a challenge, it's serious going, how's that going for you?
It's a very tough challenge. I thought about going up to Dublin and then I realised that it works out roughly around 3 marathons from Athlone up to Dublin, so that's how I advised the 3 marathons, and then the Dublin marathon was the final leg to cap it all off then. I've done maybe 8 to 10 marathons. They're all just one day. I've trained for one day. I've never trained for 4 days in a row back to back to do marathons, so it's a very, very tough challenge, but it's one that I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, good luck to James. And I know everyone has their own reason for doing the marathon, and whatever those reasons are, good luck to everyone this weekend.
All right, Darren, thank you very much.